And the guy they want at the charity stripe, 87.9% free throw shooter coming into the game, Francis Alonzo. And he misses the front end of the 1-1. So a rare miss from Francis Alonzo. And it's 56-54 in favor of East Tennessee State. 2:22 to go here in the game. Tisdale crossing the line with it. Tisdale over to Hodges. Bo Hodges again with four fouls now to Ngessen. Ngessen to Tisdale, top of the key. Trying to find it inside. Rodriguez has it from the right block, trying to spin his way to the basket. Puts up a shot, no good. Alonzo comes down with it, tipped over by Dickey. Alonzo quickly pushing it down. Makes a nice move to the basket, blows the layup. The following in is Dickey, able to dunk it back in.
Huge job by Dickey to follow the shot by Alonzo. Thought he had a wide open layup. Dickey with a huge basket. Now a tie ball game. Alonzo's going to be hit with a foul, though, in the backcourt.
Crowd doesn't like it, but yes, Alonzo was moving as he made contact going backwards, so he will be called with a blocking foul. And it will be a 1-1 opportunity coming up. Bo Hodges at the line. Hodges on the season, 58.7% free throw shooter.
Something else to note, Kevin, that was Alonzo's fourth foul. So now he and Hodges both have four, one for UNCG, one for ETSU. Two big free throws coming up for Bo Hodges here in a tie ball game.
And that really is something to keep in mind, especially for Alonzo. 98 seconds to go, and he one more foul, he's done. Hodges misses the front end of the 1-1, rebounded by Galloway. Miller quickly pushing it down the floor. Miller at the right elbow, now backs out. Troy with it, Troy between the circles, now drifting over toward the far sideline behind the left elbow, now back out toward the middle. Troy still with it, working on Williamson. Troy over to the right corner to Alonzo, drives inside, parallel to the baseline, loses handle on the ball, it's taken away by Williamson. Actually, stepped on the baseline, it looked like. So stepped on the baseline, out of bounds. Awarded to East Tennessee State. Good little move by Alonzo, but his foot stepped on the line, and it's a turnover instead.
Everything has been difficult for UNCG in this second half. They're just 6 of 25 from the field, 24% shooting in the second half. We'll have a timeout on the floor. 1:15 to go, Kevin. UNCG, ETSU tied up at 56. Again, comes down to that question of who ends up wanting this game more, because it's not been pretty on the offensive end, especially here in this second half. 43% ETSU shooting on the game. UNCG has dropped all the way to 36% on the game. Neither team shooting it that well. Also going to need to shoot it well from the foul line, somewhere where ETSU and UNCG have each missed the front end of a 1-1 over the last 90 seconds.
And so far, the free throw advantage, at least percentage-wise, goes to UNC Greensboro. Because of that first half discrepancy, East Tennessee State still with a large advantage in free throws made. They had 15 free throws compared to 11 for UNC Greensboro. But with the amount that we're seeing the ball go down low, I think free throws are really going to be crucial, because both teams really are trying to attack in the post, and we're seeing a lot of contact. And the officials are letting them play a bit, but we are also seeing a lot of contact. And with the game winding down, you got to wonder how crucial their ability to make free throws is going to be.
Going to be crucial indeed. And you think Alonzo will be the guy you want there. I'm looking for a senior to step up here on senior day. Will it be Francis Alonzo? Will it be Demetrius Troy? Those two guys lead UNCG in scoring with 12. Right behind them, though, is the junior James Dickey with 11. Really would think that one of those two guys has got to come up with a big bucket here for the Spartans in order for them to get away with a win on their home floor.
Alonzo, the most experienced, not only here at UNC Greensboro, but he was the team captain of the under-20 team for Spain in the FIBA European Championships, and they won that tournament going 5-1. So not only is he a senior here with all that experience, he has experience on the international level as well, and the guy, you want the ball in his hands. Taking it down the floor is Bo Hodges. Hodges over to Williamson. Davion Williamson with it. Williamson between the circles now toward the right. Now over to Boyd. Boyd at the right elbow tries to fake his way. Now to Rodriguez just inside the free throw line in the corner. Rodriguez trying to spin his way to the basket and puts up a shot. It's no good, but he is fouled. I believe that was Galloway who was down there on defense. It was either Galloway or Dickey.
They're going to give the foul to Dickey. Okay. That's his fourth foul as well. So he'll have to be careful. And now since this is a close game, of course, certainly could end in regulation. But with those foul counts rising, now with Alonzo and Dickey each with four, if you were to go to an extra period, that comes into play as Rodriguez misses the front end of two shots.
So neither team really doing themselves many favors at the charity stripe down the stretch. We've seen each team miss the front end of a 1-1, and now we've seen Rodriguez miss the first of two free throw attempts here.
He's 3 of 10 from the line tonight, although he's been so good everywhere else. 15 points, 17 rebounds.
And he makes the second one, so it's a one-point lead for East Tennessee State, 57-56, 45 seconds to go. With the basketball right now is Troy. Now to Miller. Miller top of the key. Miller driving down the right side of the lane, puts up a little floater, and he puts it in. Nice little step-back move. Drove in, stopped right in his tracks, gave himself enough room to put it in, and it's now 58-57 in favor of UNC Greensboro. 24 seconds to go. Williamson with the ball as the crowd really into it. Williamson, top of the key, driving toward the basket, puts up a shot, it's blocked! And are they gonna call a foul down low? Yes! Dickey is gonna get called for it. He can't believe it, his hands on his head. It looked like a clean block. And instead, they're going to call a foul.
Dickey has fouled out of the ball game with that. So 15 seconds to go. It'll be the freshman, Davion Williamson, to the foul line. It's poetic, Kevin. Davion Williamson from just down the road in Winston-Salem. Went to high school at Winston-Salem Prep. Now he has a chance to get a big win for his ball club in the triad here. Still time for UNCG no matter what happens at the charity stripe. But Williamson can put his team in front if he makes both.
Ball in his hands, final 15 seconds, game on the line. I imagine this is how he expected it to go near his hometown. First free throw on the way. It's good. Williamson, an 81% free throw shooter coming into today. So he's the guy they want at the stripe right now. It's tied at 58. Second free throw upcoming. And it rattles its way in. A one-point lead for the Buccaneers, 59-58. And timeout called by East Tennessee State.
Big shots by Williamson there at the foul line. Now if you're UNCG, both teams have a chance to set up their offense and defense here. If you're UNCG, of course you would want to think Alonzo's going to have the ball in his hands. If you can get to the basket, force a foul, that gets you to the charity stripe with a good chance to at least tie this ball game. So I'd look for UNCG to try to attack here. They haven't made a three-pointer in a long time, just one here in the second half. So you have to think UNCG is looking to attack off the dribble. It may be Miller, it may be Alonzo, it may be Troy. You've got three guys who can get to the basket. They're all hard to stop. Wes Miller has to want his guys to get to the rim here, though, with 15 seconds left.
15.4, and it's a one-point ball game. East Tennessee State 59, UNC Greensboro 58, and it's a crucial game in regards to the regular season standings that determines the seeding in the Southern Conference Tournament. Only half a game separates them between second and third place, and East Tennessee State were to win, they'd swap spots with UNC Greensboro in the standings. So crucial going down the stretch. 14 seconds to go. Miller taking it down the court. 10 seconds. Miller, top of the key. 8 seconds. Miller, right side of the key. Trying to spin his way to the basket. 5 seconds. Puts up a shot. It's good. Layup with 3.8 seconds to go by Isaiah Miller gives the Spartans a 60-59 lead. And timeout called. As they're going to get one final shot, will East Tennessee State to win this game?
We said we didn't know who it would be. It might be Miller, it might be Alonzo, it might be Troy going to the basket. Isaiah Miller, the sophomore, says, I'll take it myself. Great move to the basket, lays it up high off the glass, able to get it to go in. UNCG now in front, 60-59. ETSU, though, still has a chance. 4 seconds on the clock. Plenty of time here. If you're UNCG, though, you don't want to foul. You don't want to give ETSU a chance to win this game at the foul line all by themselves. You want to make the Buccaneers try to earn it from the floor. I know that's what Coach Wes Miller has to be telling his team in the locker room, or pardon me, in the huddle right now. They're trying to get to the locker room with that 60-59 victory. Huge shot, though, by Isaiah Miller, the sophomore.
He's been such a key difference maker both on offense and defense. 3 steals today. He's gotten his hands on so many other passes and balls in the lane, and he's 6th in the country in steals, and defensively he's really shown himself tonight, but showing what he can do on offense right there. And that was not an easy shot to make. Going down low, really had to spin his way, find his way around defenders, able to put it in. So both sides of the ball, Isaiah Miller, been outstanding and a huge difference maker for UNC Greensboro.
All right, Kevin, here we go. ETSU with the ball in its own backcourt. It'll be Hodges to inbound.
Yeah, this isn't the NBA where you can advance a half court after a timeout. You got to take it the length of the floor. 3.8 seconds to go, so catch a couple of dribbles and a shot's about all they'll have time for. So East Tennessee State, Hodges inbounds, it's stolen by Alonzo, and he's not going to be fouled. Gets the pass off to Isaiah Miller, and the buzzer sounds. That ends the game. They could not get any contact on Alonzo before he's able to get the pass off to Miller, and the time was able to tick down. He thought maybe they'd get an immediate foul, but couldn't quite do it. Alonzo, smart move just to get rid of the ball as quickly as he can. Let the time tick off. And UNC Greensboro wins this one. Final score, 60-59.